This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Trevor. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
All right, Trevor, you understand how this year game is played.
I do, and I want to give a quick shout-out to my dad, Pat Left. He's been listening to you guys for 20 years. He's got me going on you guys now. I'm 29 years old.
Awesome.
Oh, right on, man.
Yeah, man. That's
what
cool.
Up, Pat? You say his name was Pat Luck?
Yeah, Pat Lux.
Oh, Lux. I was thinking like Potluck, and then yeah, Pat Luck. That's right.
Oh, he's been called Potluck plenty of times
before. Oh, trust me. I know I'm not original. I just couldn't help myself. All right, Trevor. Today, you have your choice of one of three stories. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional object someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally today, license to spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
Let's go interior decorating.
We go to India, where doctors at a hospital in New Delhi, they were shocked to find what they found in the small intestine of a patient who'd been complaining of a stomach ache and indigestion. 23-year-old man came to the hospital to complain about stomach problems that he'd been experiencing for about 3 days. He complained of severe abdominal pain and difficulty in digesting food, which resulted in frequent bloating. Now, the man says he consumed some street food at a night market a few days prior and suspected that might be the cause of his health problems. The doctors decided that the best course of action was to conduct an upper gastrointestinal endoscopy, a procedure that examines the upper part of the gastrointestinal tract to hopefully discover the cause of the man's symptoms. Now, what they found is not certainly what they expected to find. So after discovering the object inside the patient's body, the team of doctors decided to remove it using an endoscope with two channels, one for air and water infusion and the other for air suction. And they say, we activated the suction button on the scope, effectively sucking the object into the suction channel, leading to its removal from the body and saving the man's life. Now, the question is, what did they find in the man's intestine? Was it a cockroach? Was it a shot glass? Was it a marble? Or was it a condom? So cockroach, shot glass, marble, or condom. What did they find in a man's backside?
I don't know. What do you think, Miles?
Yeah.
Trevor, I'm going to go shot glass.
Okay, Ted?
some reason, I think it's a marble.
Yeah. I'm going to go cockroach.
cockroach. Okay.
Alive. It's still alive.
What did they?
Oh, nice.
He's got some fantasies, ladies and gentlemen.
What did they find in this guy's intestines? A cockroach, a shot glass, a marble, or a condom? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room. Yeah. Categories interior decorating on profile. This doctor's in India found something inside a man after he complained of stomach pain. He thought it might have been from some street food or whatever the deal was. It was successfully removed. The question is, was it a cockroach, a shot glass, a marble, or a condom?
And Trevor, that's the question we posed to you. Let us start with E. Ted Smith. You went with a marble. It was not a marble. Miles Montgomery, you went crazy. Said it's a shot glass.
Maybe got drunk. Didn't remember.
It was not a shot glass. And Trevor, you creepy son of a bitch. Not only did you say it was a cockroach, you believed that it was still alive. And guess what?
Wow.
It was a cockroach and it was still alive, bro. Seriously.
Jesus.
Hell yeah.
I'm
a winner.
Yeah.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers.
Mr. Myers.
The Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Stephen Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It's right through the title. It's guys that seems to challenge writers help to come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a Ted Smith original?
Gwyneth Paltrow Gwyneth Paltrow revealed that she and Timothy Chalamet have a lot of sex scenes in their upcoming movie. The interesting part, it's the sequel to Wonka.
Colbert.
Ted Smith.
Fallon.
Gwyneth Paltrow revealed that in her upcoming film with Timothy Chalamet, they have a lot of sex scenes.
Ooh.
Now here's the interesting part. It's for the sequel to Wonka.
The astronauts that were stuck on the space station for almost 9 months have successfully returned to Earth. Yeah, it's great. But when they saw the price of eggs, they asked to go back to space.
Ted Smith.
Yeah, that was me. I read a man flying Delta bit another passenger. As punishment, Delta charged him with a $15 in-flight meal.
Colbert?
Seth.
Fallon.
Listen to this. I read that earlier this week. A man flying Delta allegedly bit another passenger. As punishment, Delta charged him $15 for an in-flight meal. And he goes...
Trader Joe's is recalling bottles of imported mineral water because the glass could shatter. People are like, yeah, that's pretty much how glass works.
Colbert?
Fallon.
Trader Joe's is recalling bottles of imported mineral water because the glass could shatter.
Ooh.
People were like, yeah, that's pretty much how glass works.
Can you smell it, Mike?
I smell it, Ted.
It's madness.
Woo!
Madness. NCAA tournament kicked off today. I know for a lot of people, one of the busiest weekends in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I believe tomorrow is the busiest day all year for vasectomies.
Yep.
You know, it's funny, like we talk about opening day next week where we will be doing the show live down at Pioneer Tacos and Tequila 2 to 6. But I know a lot of people that like people take off all day for opening day. I know people that take off this Thursday and Friday every year.
I believe that, man. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a fun time of the year.
And a lot of bars open up early for that.
Yes,
well, they normally would not be open at, 10 o'clock on a Thursday. But they are now.
Correct.
It's almost kind of like we finally come out of the dark ages of the year. You know, the winter's done. It's springtime now. Now we're moving forward to sunny weather, drinking outside, having fun.
Correct. And like I said this a couple weeks ago, like after you get done with football, there is just like, that is the deadest period of the sports world as an American, right?
It's like
college hoops is rolling. But you're not into March Madness. And you don't have to be a massive college hoops fan to be into March Madness, right? NFL or NHL, NBA, they're still kind of in the thraldoms of like the regular season, game in and game out. So, yeah, I think when the
tournament's over, they pick up,
Right. So I think once this tournament starts, it kind of gets you back fired up.
Yeah.
Then you're right. You'll have those playoffs starting. Before you know it, you're listening to Jim Nantz and you're watching the Masters. And then it's the first weekend of May and you're betting on the ponies.
Yep.
So, but I'd highly recommend look around to Miles. You're right, especially tomorrow because Seattle is hosting games. So there is a lot of bars that are opening up early. Some are opening at 9, I've heard. Some people have reservations at a bar at 9:15.
Get out of here.
Damn. Yeah, I know. These people are crazy, man.
Bet you the name's Ted.
Yeah, Ted might. I think everybody in here enjoys a dumb comedy movie.
Sure.
All right, so I got a list here of the 15 greatest dumb comedy movies ever made. I'm interested to see how many of you guys have seen these movies. I thought I would have seen everything on the list, but I have not.
Okay.
So number 15, you have Hollywood or Bust.
No.
From 1956.
Oh, no wonder.
Correct. Nobody's going to know that. 2004, Euro Trip.
I've seen that.
I didn't see
yes.
it. Is it good?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. From 1979, Miles, I know you know this movie. We quote it all the time and we sound old.
Caddyshack. Steve Martin, The Jerk.
The Jerk.
The Jerk. Oh, The Jerk. All right.
Still got to watch it.
Caddyshack is timeless, Thrill. No, we look old because we quote The Jerk.
The Jerk. My bad.
Nathan Johnson.
Yeah, Mike, The Jerk is so dumb. It's obviously dated, but it's very funny.
All right.
Yeah. Let's see. 1988, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yep.
Great movie.
Yeah. I watched it. It's okay.
I'm with you. I have watched that now as an adult, and it's fine. Right. Like you said, it's okay. It's
interesting
fine.
Enough. It was all right.
I think at the time it seemed futuristic.
Sure.
2008, this movie features an actress who grew up in Washington State.
Anna Faris.
Correct. The House Bunny.
Oh, love that movie.
I never saw that. House yeah. Bunny?
House Bunny, right. She's a Playboy bunny that becomes a sorority mother.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good movie. I dig it.
These are the 50 greatest dumb comedies of all time. From the Files of Police Squad, Naked Gun, 1988.
Awesome movie. Classic.
That is. Mike, again, I would watch that. I think it holds up.
I do want to watch it because I do like that style of comedy. I think I would really enjoy that movie.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, it's constant. Just one-liners left and right.
Yeah. Constant.
I mean, it's where I found out that J. Edgar Hoover may or may not have been a cross-dresser.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But as a kid, I was like, I don't get that joke. And then somebody explains it to you. You're hungry. You're stoned. You're going to?
Harold and Kumar.
White Castle.
All right. Yeah.
2004.
I saw it not terribly long ago, and it's okay. It's a stoner comedy movie. It's fine.
I mean, at the end of the day, really, that's where Neil Patrick Harris. We hadn't seen him in years.
Right.
Since Doogie Howser. He shows up in that movie, and you're like, I love NPH.
That's kind of what... That was part of his comeback. Ted's right. Like, it was funny that they had Neil Patrick Harris. We all knew who he was, but you hadn't heard from the guy.
Sure.
Now, if you did it, you're like, well, yeah, of course, it's Neil Patrick Harris.
I would also say this, right? I'm not going to say it, Mike, because I think you'd have to dump it. But he's like, we're going for burgers. More like something burgers. And then talk about a women's anatomy.
Ah, yes.
Then all the cocaine.
Yeah. I've also never used that term. I'm going to slide that in tomorrow. It's a personal goal to myself.
Going to drop it in there?
Yeah. You want a burger? Yeah. Want to go for burgers? Mm. But also, the reason I'm bringing it up is he's so aggressive on cocaine and wanting to bang chicks. I think after this movie came out is when I learned he's actually gay. Which makes him a better actor.
Yeah.
From 1997, I never saw this one, Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
No.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Seemed more like a chick flick.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, when I think buddy comedies, I don't think chicks. Two
they
dudes.
Can't be buddies.
Chicks aren't friends. They hate each other.
Yeah, they're frenemies. These are the 15 greatest dumb comedies of all time. 2002, underrated film, underrated actor, Undercover Brother.
I've seen about half of it.
Never seen it.
No.
It's actually pretty funny. It really is. It's so stupid, but it's pretty funny.
It's awful, but it's a great movie. This one I love, 1994. Our birds' heads are falling off.
Hang on. Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man, I tried. I couldn't get through it.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't like Dumb and Dumber?
I didn't like Dumb and Dumber.
It's a great pair of Hooters.
I mean,
it just is what it is. If you don't like it, you never will, but it is what it is.
I get it. It's sacrilege. Maybe I was just not in a good mood when I tried to watch it, but I couldn't do it.
Ah, we did it! 2011, Bad Teacher. I didn't see that one.
That one was Anderson? Cameron Diaz.
No, Cameron Diaz. I think she's just like a hard party and teacher.
Right. It's Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel.
I kind of remember the commercials, but I never saw the movie.
You know, she's aloof. I don't know if she's in some sort of a program where she needs to like donate her time, stuff like that, community service.
But she does not want to be a teacher.
Clearly.
Right. She's like drinking vodka at the desk.
Right.
Oh, so like a teacher.
Yeah. No. That wasn't a good movie.
All right. I would assume, Thrill, I know me and you have seen it. I'd assume Miles seen it. Probably not Mike. Scimitar.
No.
Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang, man.
I mean, the name alone, you got to watch that.
Yeah. It is funny. I remember once talks.
I figured Good Burger would be on there.
Good Burger's not on there. But Pootie Tang, man, is a hilarious movie. It is different.
Yes.
I will say that. But it is a very good movie. I love it. Step Brothers made the list.
Absolutely.
Great.
And then the top two are old films. From 1981, Caveman.
Who's in Caveman?
I don't know. I remember Encino Man, but not Caveman.
Encino Man. Underrated.
Is it?
All right.
Probably not.
Caveman. Ringo Starr is the first build on the cast.
Okay.
Dennis Quaid.
Bachman?
Barbara Eaton?
Yeah. Barbara Bachman.
Bachman.
Shelley Long. Barbara Bach is just what it says.
And then number one on the list, Duck Soup. From 1933.
I've heard the name. It's like saying Citizen Kane. So as far as comedies go, it's supposed to be like this great epic thing, but I don't know. Someone on the text line goes, Airplane. I don't know how that's not on there, man. Airplane is a phenomenally funny movie.
Airplane's good. Like, you're right. I would put Caddyshack on there.
Sure.
Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield I thought was great. Hey, there's a ton of those. I mean, you could put almost any Will Ferrell movie on there.
Yep,
I mean, Step Brothers made it. But
maybe that's why Naked Gun is there. Airplane, Naked Gun, they kind of go like, great. You're going to represent slapstick at its finest.
I would put Blades of Glory on there, too.
That is a great
movie. That was fun.
Right. And
Will Arnett kicks ass in it.
They're so creepy. Mm-hmm. I just don't ever remember that movie being in theaters.
What, Blades of Glory?
Yeah. It seemed like one of those ones, like, and I feel like some Will Ferrell movies are like, Anchorman, you went and saw in the theater.
Yeah.
But I feel like some of them, you don't really see them in the theater, and then you're just like, oh, I'll watch it. And then it's like the second or third time, you're like, this film's a classic.
Kind of have a short spell at the box office there, yeah.
Yeah. I think some of his comedies are like that. Like, they're funny, but they're layered, so it takes a while to get there.
Somebody here says, Marty and Yelm, he's confirming Caveman is funny.
And from 1981.
I was looking at it, Ringo is the main character in that.
Okay.
It's weird.
It makes me smile.
Who's it? Did you see who's in Duck Soup?
Duck Soup.
From 1933? Wait, what's it? Chaplin?
Soup movie.
Maybe. I mean, you have to be a super powerhouse name for me to know.
Groucho.
Okay,
Marx.
Groucho.
All right. You got to have
it's all. It's all of them. It's Groucho Marx, Harpo Marx, Zeppo Marx, Chico Marx.
So the Marx Brothers.
Chico.
Edgar Kennedy. Robert
Duvall. SNL, they announced the people coming up, and Morgan Wallen will be the musical guest next week.
Hell yeah.
So that's the funny thing. He hasn't been on there. He was supposed to perform in October 22. They cut him for breaking COVID protocols.
Oops.
As a video showed him in Alabama with no mask on. Then they had him back that December, and he did two songs, Seven Summers and Still Going Down. And basically, they did a whole skit about him being in a bar, kissing people, and this and that. The big deal is this. Like, he'll be on there. He will probably be funny. But if you're a giant Morgan Wallen fan, people are like, oh, man, is it being a new album's coming out, this or that?
Yes.
And to his credit, the guy gets in trouble. He's been quiet since he threw a chair off a bar.
Yeah.
In Nashville.
Yes.
And then I forget who the other country artist is. I don't know who it is. But they literally have a drink down the street at their bar called, like, Throw a Chair Off the Roof.
Is it Blake?
It might be like Eric Church or something
right,
like that.
It's like one of those dudes. Because they all own, like, these bars on, like, the main spot in Nashville.
Yeah.
And full disclosure, I went to a couple of them because there's some in Scottsdale as well. But I just think that's grade A trolling. Like, he got in real trouble for that.
No, he did.
And then
he
it's just
did.
Like, dumbass, I'm going to name a cocktail after you.
He does have a new album coming out, though.
All right. You got a lot of basketball on tonight. You want to check that out. And then, yeah, do the same thing tomorrow morning. Get up early. Game start at 9 a.m.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Several planes abort landings because of flying foxes in the sky.
Yes.
Meanwhile, heads up, if you steal from Walgreens in San Francisco, good chance you might die. Only in Seattle, when people try to run a scam to get money from your cat. Man trying to steal copper wiring, his face goes flat. And a man finds and returns a wallet to its owner. And that's news. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Cox.
All right, our top story. We go to San Francisco, where they take shoplifting very, very seriously. You see, police got a call about an incident that was going down at a nearby drugstore. When they arrived on the scene, they made contact with an individual that had been wounded during an altercation, and an ambulance was called. After compiling stories from both parties, it appears that the man that was injured in the altercation had attempted to run out of the store with merchandise that he hadn't paid for. But an employee was hot on his heels, you see. The two got into a verbal altercation outside of the store that eventually turned physical, and it got to the point that the store employee pulled a knife and stabbed the shoplifter, leaving him wounded and on the sidewalk. Both men were arrested and faced different charges.
I like how there's a verbal altercation.
Right?
If I have stolen from you, like, what is my retort?
Exactly. That's the part that I don't quite get, is why did he then get out of the store, stop, turn around, and then get in? The employee must have said something that really irked him.
When you just stole, it doesn't matter what the employee says.
I get that, but he had to have just known exactly what to say.
Something hit a nerve.
Exactly.
Then he got stabbed.
What in the hell did he just say?
He would have avoided that if he didn't try to shoplift.
That's a fact.
Such a simple solution.
That's right. That's all you've got to do.
Yeah.
That is literally all you've got to do. In other news, we stay right here at home in Seattle as one man has come forward with a warning. This is an absolutely awful story. He lost his 14-year-old cat several months ago and had exhausted all efforts trying to track him down. A couple weeks after he had found out that he had gone missing, he got a phone call from a local animal shelter. He had all the information about the cat and the owner to identify himself and let him know that his poor cat had been hit by a car and was in desperate need of medical attention. Luckily, they were able to help him there at the shelter. The cat's time was limited, with the shelter worker asking him if he wanted to go forward with a surgery to fix him up, to which the man wasted no time in agreeing to, as most of us would if we want to save our beloved pet there. But the shelter wasn't about to do this for free, you see. They needed the money up front, apparently, and gave him a Venmo account that he could forward nearly $3,000 to in order for his cat to get the life-saving care that he needed. If you haven't figured it out at this point, this entire thing is a scam. The cat owner has gone to the media to tell his story and urge other owners with missing pets to be on alert for someone collecting information with missing pet signs to run the same scam.
I was going
to
say, this guy's just looking at the missing pet signs.
Exactly. When you think about it, that's all you really need. I mean, you can get a lot of information from a picture and from those signs in general. I mean, it'll tell you, call so-and-so at this number. Here's the email address and all that. Here's the address that he was lost from, all that stuff. So, you know, something that you're doing to just try to get your doggone cat back, all of a sudden these guys prey on your desperation. You know, it happened to me not terribly long ago, just a few months ago. Somebody, my wife got a call from a scammer that just, they prey on your fear, they prey on your desperation, and they sound smart enough and they sound official enough to where, yeah, in the back of your mind, you know it's a scam, but at the same time, it's like a lot of what they're saying makes sense. Like, they don't.
I mean, they're super good at it.
They're fantastic at it. Mm-hmm. So, and the fact
if they sound that competent, it's probably a scam, at least in my experience. If the person talking to you can solve all of your problems and not have to talk to a manager,
right?
It's just my opinion, then it's a scam.
Right. My advice to anybody out there is that if you are confused by any situation like that, talk to them until you are truly no longer confused. If you have questions, it doesn't matter 10 minutes into that phone call. If you have more questions, ask them right then and there. They're going to tell you, I already told you. Doesn't matter. It's their job to tell you. If there's somebody that's calling from any kind of official governance that's telling you what you have to do, otherwise you're going to be arrested, make them explain everything, every last detail, up to and including get a cop down here so that he can talk it out with
everything.
Right.
You ever see, there's a video of a guy that acts like an old woman. Scammers call him.
I love those
and
videos.
And he basically reverse Venmo their ass.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're freaking out because all of their
Why
money's dumping
in. Why did you redeem it?
Like, oh, well.
Great video. To Philadelphia, where lessons are learned the hard way, a local man had decided to make his way to a KFC in the area that was due to be torn down. The place had been shut down, and it was defunct. It was time for it to go away. But he wasn't interested in anything inside of the former restaurant. No, no. He broke into a transformer box that was next to the building.
More than meets the eye.
After breaking in, he attempted to cut the wires that were inside of the box, likely to collect the copper that was inside of them. But unfortunately for our boy, even though the building was set to be torn down, the transformer box very much active, and he shocked the daylights out of himself. Authorities eventually found him as they searched for the source of the major power outage that had affected 1,500 households and found him with third-degree burns all over his body.
No, not me.
Yeah, it wasn't me, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Are those electrical burns? I don't know how you got here.
He was taken to the hospital to be treated, and he can expect charges following his release. Like, look, I get for whatever
charges,
reason.
Charges, huh?
Yeah. See what I did there?
Yep.
Yeah. Like, I get it. For whatever reason, copper has become the popular thing to steal and whatnot. And you might have... Dude, break into the doggone restaurant and see what kind of copper you can find in there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Why are these guys messing with electrical currents? Why are they messing
because
with wires?
Because they think they know what they're doing.
Right.
But at least it brings me joy. So.
Yeah, third-degree burns over 80% of his body.
Yeah.
Right. All of, like...
He probably won't live.
All over his face, and that's what they were saying, is that honestly, he should count himself lucky to be alive right now. But the way that they were talking about him didn't sound like they had the ability to tell him that he's lucky to be alive just yet.
Yeah, was it worth it?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that's all.
No. And that's just really the measure. Is it worth it? But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Wonderful story out of Michigan. A woman checked her doorbell camera to find out who was knocking at the door. She opened the feed to find a strange young man in his 20s who made it clear why he was there by holding up a wallet. Some backstory here. Her son is a busy college student that had lost his wallet somewhere between work and stopping at the gas station on the way home. Devastated because it contained upwards of $100 worth of tips that he had made that night. Our good Samaritan here had the misfortune of losing his wallet as well a while ago and lost a little faith in humanity when nobody had returned it. Knowing that feeling, he wanted to spare someone else from experiencing it, and he returned the wallet to its rightful owner just the way that he found it. All the tip money is inside of there, all the credit cards, everything. He just brought it back.
But to Miles' point, it's sad that that's news.
It is. And the reason why it's news is because if you find a wallet with $100 cash
yeah,
in it,
no, I get it.
That's really hard
I
to not.
I found the wallet with $50 cash.
Did you?
I mean,
oh. Yeah, you're stoked to find a wallet with $20
I would have said I found your wallet.
Yes, right.
And it had $50 in cash.
Right. I saw somebody run off with
the
cash. $110 And they left the wallet behind.
They took $60 man.
Oh, man.
They
took $60 How'd you know? I didn't tell you how much was in it.
I know.
I saw him running, man. He caught it all. Men's Room Sports. After a well-played game in Chicago earlier this week, the Kraken were no match for the Wild in Minnesota last night, getting shut out 4-0
That was over in 5 minutes.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. They're back in action on Saturday as they make their way to Edmonton to face the Oilers. I don't hold out much hope for that one either. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, you've got some spring training baseball, NBA basketball, and of course some the tournament begins as you've got a slate of tournament college hoops out on tonight as well. Find out where and when to watch each and every one of those sports on one convenient location. It is called the Sports on What app. As far as your weather, the rain continues off and on tonight into tomorrow with temperatures dropping to a low of 45 overnight before warming back up to 51 tomorrow. we're going to get wet. But that is it for your headlines with that Mike Hawkins.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you next time for the weekend. The return of Ted versus the FCC and a Bad Choice Friday. Lovely Jolene's up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.